that it was here in the Spirit House after Richard accomplished the impossible and broke the spell of prohibition that he had asked her to be his wife. And now they had at last spent their wedding night in the Spirit House of the Mud People. Though it had been for love and love alone, their wedding was also a formal joining of the Midlands and Dahara. Had they been wedded in any of the great cities of the Midlands, the event undoubtedly would have been a pageant of unparalleled splendor. Caelan was experienced in pageantry. These guileless people understood their sincerity and simple reasons for wanting to be married. She preferred the joyous wedding they had celebrated among people bonded to them in their hearts over one of cold pageant. Among the Mud People, who led hard lives on the plains of the wilds, such a celebration was a rare opportunity to gather in merriment, to feast, to dance, and to tell stories. Caelan knew of no other instance of an outsider being accepted as Mud People, so such a wedding was unprecedented. She suspected it would become part of their lore, a story repeated in future gatherings by dancers dressed in elaborate grass and hide costumes, their faces painted with masks of black and white mud.
"I do believe you are plying an innocent girl with your magic touch," she teased breathlessly. She was beginning to forget how weak and weary her legs were. Richard rolled onto his back to catch his breath.
"You suppose we ought to go out there and see what Zed is up to?" Caelan playfully smiled.